It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
We are back in action on a Saturday to hand out the Fox Across America game ball.
Sean Duffy is not on TV. He is on the radio with me, and the crowd goes wild. Hey, girl.
Whoa. So, Jimmy, I came by here a little while ago, and I'm like, what kind of setup does Jimmy have? So you're at like a, if you're at a cocktail party. You're at a cocktail party table, which I love. You got a mirror behind the camera so you can see yourself throughout the show. Uh-huh. You got a little snack bar. Like, this is, you got it going on, man. This
is great. It's a nice, swanky setup. What they do at the Patriot Awards, as you know, it's a very first-class production, and we're at, like, a nice facility. But radio, if you've noticed, like, we're kind of down the hall here.
In the corner a little
bit. Yeah, we're in the corner. Because I think, you know, radio, we have a reputation of, like, we're going to go rogue. One of us is going to streak through the meet and greet or something like that. So I kind of noticed that we were strategically placed here. Like, everybody else is just placed, you know, there's the big stage. There's the Grand Ole Opry. Thought went into this. And it wasn't flattering thought. That's
well,
the point.
No, I thought
it looks great on TV.
Well, I thought, is it a closet? No, you're like, you got out of the closet, like, into a room, which is great. No, so listen, we're talking about the Patriot Awards, which, by the way, is like an amazing event from, you know, celebrating America and the patriots that give us our freedom and our liberty, those that have served, that are, you know, fighting the battles in even different ways today, whether it's in education and other things. Mm-hmm. Hannity, Laura Ingraham, you know, big stars like yourself. And one of the things I look forward to every year, Jimmy, is what is Jimmy Failla going to wear?
Are you going to see something?
Because you know, Florida brings out a certain, you know, style on Jimmy Failla. But you come to Nashville, and I can't wait to see, like, the rhinestones and the cowboy boots and, like, the glittery cowboy hat. Like, this is what I'm looking forward to. It's not about the awards. It's not about the good people.
Yeah.
It's about what are you going to wear.
Yep. And I will tell you this, and this might be a lot for the audience. I will not be in cowboy boots. I'm in them right now. I will, of all the things.
Okay, well, stop it. Stop
of
it.
All
stop
the
it.
Things
no, no, stop
you're
it.
Supposed to wear. I will not be in cowboy
Why not?
Boots tonight. Because I got my own look, man. I got my own vibe. You know, I'm wearing cowboy boots right now.
But so. Your look is cowboy boots and, like,
but
big rhinestones.
I'll be wearing that for, like, the meet and greets.
Are you going to wear your Elvis platform shoes?
Yeah. You're going to see something funky. That's what I'm saying. I'm going
to
give you some swag.
All right.
I get it. People are concerned. You know what's funny? Like, I don't realize this because I'm just who I am. But every room I've walked into today, people actually, like, look at your clothes and look at your feet. Like, there's an expectation. And I'm not even mindful of it. Like, I dress that way without realizing, like, it's a thing. It's just what I do.
But it is.
Walking around here today is the actual day I realized, like, it's a thing even off the air. And I didn't know that.
That you don't even try to make a thing is just Jimmy.
That's just who you are,
man. It's what you put on your feet.
But
you're like, people love what I put on my feet.
But now
I can't imagine, like, I, you know, Jenny Failla must have a closet for her shoes. I can't imagine the size of your closet for your shoes. The variations, the cowboy boots, the platform shoes.
I let her get running shoes.
I let her
get a few pairs in there. It's like one of those houses where the wife doesn't have any closet space. She's like, I can just get a shoe.
10 pairs for Jimmy, one for Jenny. Ten pairs for Jimmy, one for Jenny.
That's a thing. So
or maybe you put them down in Lincoln's room. Who knows? But it's going to be fun tonight. It's going to be a great event.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing a stand-up act?
Stand up before Pete comes on, so I warm up the crowd, hand it off to Pete, and then I head to a bar. No, I'll be there. I'll be hanging out.
No, I get it. I'm on your show, and I appreciate you bringing me on. And I'm not saying this because I'm on your show. One of the best parts of last year's Patriot Awards, which was my first, I had never been. This is my first one. Was your stand up act, and I'd never seen you do it. So I hadn't seen any video. So I watched you do it, and you cleaned up. It was awesome.
Thanks, brother.
It was fantastic. I'm like, actually, Jimmy's funny. Jimmy's actually pretty good at this.
I just thought he was selling drugs to the Fox talent to get on. I didn't realize he sells them drugs and has the
jokes. I thought he was just a poser, but no, actually, he's good at this.
Weep, Duffy.
In all honesty, it was great. I'm looking forward to that tonight as well to see the comedy. But just quickly, Is that going to make the cut for Fox Nation, or do you got to be in person only to see it?
I hope not. No, you got to be in person for that. Like, okay. I am a treat to the live audience, the people who bought the tickets and came out.
So those who aren't coming next year, they should know that if you want to see Jimmy, you can't get that on Nation. You got to actually be here live.
Yes.
Get your tickets.
Where they'll see my special. My special drop is going to drop on Fox Nation January 8th.
Oh.
And they'll see me in action. And they'll see an hour of the hits. You know, the varsity. What you're getting tonight is a Nashville State of the Union.
Okay, so this is like the appetizer, the little appetizer that people will taste tonight with Jimmy Fallon. If they want to get the whole thing, razzle dazzle.
What do they say? You sell the sizzle, not the steak.
That's right.
Thank you. Well, tonight we're just going to hit him with the frying pan.
I like
right out of the gate. So, frying prison rules.
Would you tell me one other thing? So you're in Nashville. Obviously, it's not the most liberal city in America. It's a fairly conservative state. A lot of people come here to see music and go to the bars, the strip.
Yep.
So as you walk around Nashville, how much Jimmy Fallon fangirl-ing do you get?
I don't want to say I was stunned because I've been here before. But last night, every human being on Broadway, it wasn't crowded because it was Wednesday, every human being on Broadway watched something I do. And it was like hilarious. Because if you're going to meet a person that you think is cool on TV, you want to meet me because I'm like friendly as hell and I'll hang out with you. We'll take pictures. So what happened to me last night, you'll really appreciate this, is made a lot of friends because I went into boot stores and that's where this started. I was in boot stores last night. And the minute I walked in, some guy was like, oh, like that. You know what I mean? I know you. I watch your stuff. Oh my God. You go buy a pair of boots. I actually didn't. I felt bad. I didn't buy boots. I'm like, no, I'm going to order them online and ship them back because I'm going to Naples. I can't get boots. I didn't find a pair particularly I liked. I didn't have a lot of time. But I was just walking around to soak it up. But there was a lot to soak up. But this is where it gets good because I'm the nicest person I know, unfortunately. Like, I need I need to evolve just a little.
No, but
I need to evolve like just a little because, like, I'll tell you, last night, I walked down to the convenience store, and now I was walking back to my hotel on a street where there's no one on it.
Right.
So I'm running into people on the street now. I run into a couple, and I wind up talking to them for 25 minutes because we're the only ones on the street. You can't just take a picture and shove them out of the way and keep going. There's nowhere to go. So my walk to the convenience store and back last night was an hour and 40 minutes because I'm so nice that I was like, I was so far behind on where I needed to be in terms of prepping today's show that I just did it the normal way, which was not to prep it.
Well, I love that because, you know what, I think cab drivers and politicians have a lot in common.
Yes.
Because it's the same. Like, people want to sit and chat. Like, I love talking to people.
Yeah, me too.
And
so I don't feel
maybe it comes from politics. You're in a cab. You're like, you know what? It's an honor that someone wants to.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
They'll recognize you in Nashville and
really
go, I want to chat. What a letdown if you go, like, this person seems really cool and nice and smart that you see on TV, and you meet them and they're a jerk. Like, I hate that. It's like, if I think you're a jerk on TV, you know, and you're a jerk in person, like, that's okay. But the nice guys on TV, it's like really cool when you go, like, actually, they're just as nice in person.
Yeah, actually,
which is the Jimmy Fallon story.
Oh,
which you
Sean
are just
Duffy.
As nice on TV as you are off air, which is very cool.
I tell everybody, and thank you for that, Snookums. I tell everybody, I'm like one of the people who cares. Like, Maybe like, you know, down the road there'd be this version of me that doesn't, but, like, I actually care, and it's nice to talk to these people. And I know they react to you too, but it's different for you because you're in, okay, think about this. You don't like to own this, but Sean Duffy started out as an MTV star, rode that to Washington. Now you're all over the television. So you've gone through every pantheon of this type of notoriety. You know what I'm saying? And I think are you more comfortable in it? More comfortable out of it, or is it the same?
Can I tell you what's interesting? That's actually a really good point. Like, so this is all fleeting.
Yeah.
And doesn't really, I mean, it's really nice that people will go, hey, Jimmy Fallon, how's it going? Like, I did reality TV. I did The Real World. For those who don't know, I met my wife on reality TV. And for our age genre, like, I could go into any bar in America and people knew who I was. I mean, that's a pretty big deal. And, you know, if you're not on TV a year and a half later, like, no one knows who you are.
Yeah.
It's all fleeting. And so if someone goes, hey, I recognize you walking down the street, that's a pretty cool thing. And you should be like, hey, thank you.
And
want to take a selfie? And
thank you.
Where do you come from? And
thank you.
Like, yeah, it's great. And to go,
listen,
and people who are jerks about it. It's like,
oh, they're the worst.
Dude, come on.
No, no. But I like what I'm saying is like I'm opening up joint checking accounts with these people. Like I'm right. beyond that.
It's like I'm investing in your business. Like, I'm you have a business idea, Jimmy Fallon, write a check.
Like they're actually like hurrying me along. They're like, listen, Jimmy, I know you're busy. You keep going. You get out of here. I gotta go.
We know you gotta go, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's like right. Wow, this guy's really lonely. This Jimmy guy talked to us for a half hour. But
that's what's cool.
They're the best people. And the only thing I wanted to say, we're 2 minutes out here, and of course we'll see each other again tonight on the red carpet.
We will.
The dance floor and everything else. Is Nashville is something everybody needs to see at least once because it's such a stampeding herd of happiness. Everybody, the vibe out there on Broadway is phenomenal.
It's fun.
Everybody's cool. And it's a reminder that, like, you know, wherever you stand politically, which is fine and it's great, okay, your point of being alive is what we're doing in Nashville. Doesn't necessarily mean drinking and singing karaoke. It just means being in that mood.
But it means that, too.
Yeah, of course. Damn,
drinking
right,
beer
does.
And singing karaoke.
Damn right, it does.
You know, I can tell you what, I get to close out the Thursday hour of Fox Across America with Jimmy Fallon. It was very cool, by the way. You saved me for the very end. You're like, it was. I know there's a lot of hype
and
excitement.
You were the closer.
Yeah, you did like 2.5 hours of hype for this interview. And I appreciate that.
The great pumpkin flew over.
People are like, what? He didn't mention you coming out at all.
said,
like, no, I did.
We were promised Sean Hannity. I'll tell you what a ripoff that Jimmy is.
You got a Sean Duffy coming in.
Wow, Sean Duffy, the bell of the ball. And you'll see me on Sean Hannity later if you guys are listening after the Patriot Awards. We'll sneak out there, do some live TV, and then we're heading to the bar, Sean Duffy.
I'm joining Laura Ingraham before the show and doing Fox and Friends tomorrow morning. So
The sun never sets on the Sean Duffy empire.
Well, no, you know what? You'd like to sleep, and there's going to be limited sleep, but you know what? You know, we got a weekend coming up.
Thank you. Do we ever. And I'll be spending mine in Naples, Florida at the Off the Hook Comedy Club. The early shows are sold out, guys. There's like a double digits, but not high double digits tickets left for the late shows if you guys want to make that move. Sean Duffy, I know you'll be there in spirit.
Well, I will be. And just I'll make one other comment. As I stand right next to you doing this show, because when we do it in the studio, we're a little bit far apart.
Yeah.
But I'm standing here with you right now, and I'm like, I'm looking at you, and I'm like, you don't have any gray hair.
No.
And the amount of time that you work and the energy, this brother, you're a fun guy, but this can be stressful. You do a lot. You do a lot of hits on a lot of different topics, and the demands are great. You have no gray hair, Jimmy.
I'm impressed. I'm at ease. I'm just at ease. Like I live in a good vibe. I live in the moment.
Duffy's got like gray hair all over. I'm like, I wish I had Jimmy. Like I used to not be gray.
Folks,
now I'm like, it's coming in.
There it is. Another game ball. I hope you enjoy the rest of this glorious weekend, and I will see you back here on Monday, ready to do the damn thing.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.